Impossible is a word to be found only in the dictionary of fools. This is the story of a man who believed that nothing is impossible. Therefore, he proclaimed to the world,
I'm not going to get in any trouble today.
He stood at the open window in his pajamas, facing the dawn of a new day, repeating over and over,
I'm not going to get into trouble today. I'm not going to get into trouble today.
And got a sore throat. Yes, this is the story of Eddie Bracken. Eddie Bracken spent all day Monday in bed, and the whole town was thrown off balance.
Oh, isn't it peaceful today? Oh, I wonder if something's happened to Eddie Bracken.
Yes, this is Sheriff Pringle. No, I haven't seen Eddie Bracken today. No news is good news.
Oh, if we're quiet around here today, too quiet. I'll bet this is some Eddie Bracken's doing.
So as the clock struck midnight, Eddie was convinced he had hung up a record. Nobody was sore at him, not even his throat.
Geez, I made it. A whole day and no trouble.
Between you and me, Eddie doesn't know that clock is 5 minutes fast.
Oh! Eddie! Oh, Eddie!
Gee, Connie, did you throw that big rock through the window?
I'm so sorry. I just wanted to wake you up.
You nearly put me to sleep.
Eddie, I know it's late, but will you do me a big favor?
Oh, gee, sure, Connie. I'd be glad to. What do you want me to do?
Go climb a tree.
Why, sure. What did you say?
I want you to climb the tree outside my window. I lost my key and I have to get in without waking Papa.
Oh. But your father sleeps in the next room and...
Eddie, I'm only asking you to climb up to my room and open the window. You said you'd climb the highest mountain for me.
Yes, but your father wouldn't be sleeping up there.
Eddie, forget it. I'll get somebody else.
He's not very broad-minded about... Who else?
Well, it was a choice between you and Otto.
Otto?
I guess I should have gone to Otto in the first place. I'm sure he wouldn't mind climbing up to my bedroom window. You know Otto.
Yeah, wait, I'll put some clothes on over my pajamas. On the big branch at the top. Is this your window?
Yes. Come in and come downstairs and let me in. I'll wait here at the front door. Well, how do you like that? It was open all the time.
Open all the time? You mean to say you had me get out of...
Who's there? Who's out there? Speak up or I'll shoot.
How do you do, Mr. Monahan?
Eddie Bracken, where are you?
I'm... out on a limb.
Are you trying to peek in my daughter's window?
Oh, no, Mr. Monahan. I wouldn't do a thing like that.
No?
No. I was just trying to get in her room.
You were what?
I mean...
I've got you. Come in here.
I'm A4.
Let go of that limb, you wait. Let go!
Oh, please, Miss Monahan, my pants are caught.
There.
You don't understand, Miss Monahan. I was just bringing Connie home and...
I got doors in this house, haven't I?
Honest, Mr. Monahan, I can explain everything.
Papa, you're getting absent-minded in your old age. You forgot to lock the front door.
Never mind what I forgot. What's the idea of breezing in at this time of night?
Oh, Papa.
And never mind the... Oh, Papa. Where have you been?
I just went for a ride. And I had to walk home.
So... Eddie got fresh with you.
Oh, no, Mr. Monahan.
Why, you turtle face...
No, I didn't know what I was doing. And then the next thing I knew, she hit me on the head with a rock and...
What do you expect when you start making passes?
Papa!
You shut up and go to bed. I'll get rid of this tree-climbing Romeo. Come on.
But, Mr. Monahan, I'm just trying to tell you, I really didn't do it.
I'll learn you to go around peeking in windows.
But, Mr. Monahan, please, Mr. Monahan.
And the next time you stick your big schnoz all around here, you'll get worse than...
Oh.
Up here. At the window.
Oh.
I want to tell you something.
What?
Eddie, will you do me a big favor?
Good night, Connie.
Wait, Eddie, wait. I only wanted to thank you for not telling Papa where I was tonight.
Well, how could I? He wouldn't let me. He grabbed me by... Where were you?
Well, I was up on Observation Hill.
Oh.
With Jerry Pringle.
With Jerry Pringle?
Yes. And Papa can't stand Jerry because he's Sheriff Pringle's son, and Papa hates Sheriff Pringle. But if you let Papa go on thinking I was with you, then there won't be any more trouble than there is. See?
No.
You don't see?
I don't see.
All right, Eddie. I can't make you see if you don't want to.
Oh, don't cry, Connie.
And I thought you were the one person I could count on.
Oh, you can, Connie, only...
I thought you were so understanding.
Oh, don't cry.
I thought you cared.
Oh, gee, Connie, I do care. Honestly, I do. My gosh, you're one of them. All right. I'll say I was with you tonight.
Oh, thanks, Eddie. Now go right down and tell Sheriff Pringle about the car.
About the car?
Yes, we used Papa's car without exactly asking. And while we were up on Observation Hill, we got held up. And the car was stolen.
Well, all right, I'll hurry right over to...
Stolen!
Good evening, Sheriff Pringle.
Oh, go home, Eddie.
I had to see you, so I went by your home, but Mrs. Pringle said you were working late.
Eddie, I have enough trouble on my hands. Go home.
Yes, sir, but I want to report a holdup in a stolen car.
Oh.
License number 60Q902. Mr. Monahan's car. It was stolen up on Observation Hill.
Huh. Who'd go up there with Monahan?
Oh, he wasn't up there. He doesn't even know about it yet.
I see. You were up there with Connie. Haven't I told you kids to stay away from there?
Yes, sir, but...
You don't catch my son Jerry up there.
No, sir, you don't catch him.
Well, I'm not going to bawl you out, Eddie, because you came in just the right moment.
I did?
Yeah. Come to the next room. I'm pretty sure I caught the man who held you up and stole the car.
Oh.
All I need is for you to identify him.
Why, yes, sir, I'll be very... Identify him?
Yes.
But
there he is. That's the man, isn't it?
Is it?
What do you mean, is it? Is he or isn't he?
It's a frame-up. I'm innocent. I never seen this guy before in my life.
You keep quiet. Well, Eddie, what have you got to say?
Could I have a glass of water?
Look, I'm holding him in a John Doe warrant. If you don't identify him, I'll have to let him go. Now, is he or isn't he the man that stole that car?
It's like this, Sheriff Pringle. I had a sore throat and I didn't get in any trouble all day until I could hit on the head with a rock and help a certain person get in a certain person's house. And I promised that certain person I'd say something, but when I said it, I didn't know what I was saying. That's why I can't say. See?
Wait a minute. Say that again. Slowly.
I said...
Shut up! Eddie, you're deliberately obstructing justice. Get out of this jail before I put you in jail.
Yes, sir, but I
never want to lay eyes on you again, understand? Never.
But no, sir, yes, sir, I...
Get out!
Hey, Eddie, it's me, Louie the Louse.
Oh, you're loose. The sheriff let you go.
Yeah, thanks to you, pal, for not identifying me. Eddie, from now on, you and me are buddies.
Oh, but I couldn't identify you. I never saw you before.
Ah, that's the way I like to hear you talk, Eddie boy. You're a sweet guy.
But you don't understand, I...
It was dark. How could you see me when I snuck up on that car when you and that dame was...
Was what?
You know. Yes, sir, in all my life, I never seen a finer example of the Christian spirit of forgiveness.
Yes, but what were we doing in the car? Did I have my arm around her?
Did you have your arm around her? Gee. I tell you, Eddie, what you did is enough to make a guy reform. To tread the straight and narrow. To face the world with head held high and his hands in his own pockets.
Did you see me kiss her?
Did I see you kiss her? Gee. And did she sock you on the snoot?
She did? Oh, gosh, that's swell.
Eddie, my faith in human nature is restored.
Yeah, mine too.
You'll find your car over behind the freight yards. And here, Eddie, here. Take the suitcase.
She really socked me, huh? Real hard, huh?
I want you to return all the stuff I've been stealing. It's all in there. So long, Eddie.
So long. Gosh. She slapped his face. Oh, boy.
Hey! I don't want the suitcase! It's got over!
Oh. Hey.
Well, while Eddie is on his way to return Mr. Monahan's stolen Model T... sounds like a police siren, doesn't it?
Pull over to the curb!
I wonder if Eddie is getting into more trouble. Well, we'll find out in a moment, I guess. I'm sorry we cannot return you to Eddie Bracken. No visitors are allowed in the jail. Somehow or other, Eddie couldn't convince the officer that it was perfectly all right for him to be driving a stolen car. However, Eddie will be out in a few moments. Mr. Monahan has declined to prefer charges. Doesn't sound like Mr. Monahan, does it?
How come you're not preferring charges against him, Mr. Monahan?
Because I prefer you to mind your own business. See, copper? Go get him.
Okay, okay.
That's the stuff, Papa. Speak right up. You're a good customer in this jail.
Well, if you'd have told me the truth last night, I wouldn't be here warming this bench.
But I didn't think you'd believe I was sitting up with a sick friend. It sounded so sort of fishy.
Listen, when you've lived as long as your old man, you know when somebody is slipping you a curve. So don't ever try it.
Papa, I wouldn't ever dream of such a thing. Why, I sat up with my girlfriend until midnight. When I came out, the cop was gone. My house key was in it, so I had to get Eddie to help me.
Gee, Mr. Monahan, thank you very much for getting me out.
It's okay. I finally got the truth out of Connie.
Oh. And she told you I wasn't up on Observation Hill weather when the car was stolen.
Yes.
But, Eddie...
That she was up there with Jerry Pringle and...
Jerry Pringle?
I have a lot of shopping to do. I think I'll just...
Come here. So you were sitting up with a sick girlfriend, huh?
Eddie, sometimes I could kill you.
Well, gee, Connie, he said you told him the truth, so
naturally... Are you calling me a liar?
Oh, no.
What's going on here?
Good morning, Sheriff Pringle.
Eddie, are you still here?
No, sir. I'm back again.
Keep your shirt on, Joe. I'll handle it.
I don't want any trouble from you either, Monahan. I've been out all night. I haven't had any sleep. I haven't had any breakfast. I caught cold. All on account of Eddie and...
And you'll be flat on your back if your son ever takes my daughter up on Observation Hill again.
Jerry? Who said he did? Who said so?
Eddie said so.
Eddie. Every time I turn around, it's Eddie. What can I do with him?
May I make a suggestion?
Get out of here. All of you, get out. Who's telling who to get out? This is a public jail, see? I can stay for as long as I like.
You will, too, if you don't shut up, Papa. Oh, Eddie, help me get him out of here.
Well, maybe we ought to go, Mr. Monahan.
What this town needs is a sheriff who can get something besides a cold. Somebody stole my watch last week, see?
But, get out of here!
But do you get it back? No!
Eddie, help me push him. That's it.
Get out!
Just wait till the next election. I got influence. I'll get my large brothers to vote for a one-eyed Missouri mule before they vote for you.
Get out!
That's telling them.
Yes, there's nothing like buttering up the right people.
Here's your car, Mr. Monahan. Would you like me to drive?
No, I wouldn't like you to drive. Hey, whose suitcase is this in the back seat?
The suitcase? Suitcase? Oh, gosh. I meant to give it to Sheriff Pringle.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know all those holdups and burglaries around town? Well, that's all the stuff that was stolen.
And in my car?
Eddie, how did you get it?
Well, I was just walking down the street and...
With you, that explains everything.
Not with me, it doesn't. How do you open this thing? Oh, brother. Look at all that hot stuff.
Oh, well, don't worry, Mr. Monahan. I'll get it out of your car.
Take your hands off. I want to look for my watch. I know that Joe Pringle in his red tape. If he ever got his hooks on it, I'd never see it again.
Louie asked me to return the stuff for him, but I don't know who it belongs to.
Yeah, well, I know who this locket with the sparklers in it belongs to.
Oh, you do?
Sure, it belongs to Joe's wife.
Oh.
I was in the jewelry store when he bought it. He said it was a Christmas present for her.
The sweetest little woman in the world.
The hatchet-faced old battle-axe.
Oh, yes, there's the inscription. All my love, Joe.
Oh. Well, I'll take it right over to her. Maybe that'll fix things up between me and the sheriff. I'll be back just as soon as I take this locket to Mrs. Pringle.
Pringle? Why is he taking it to Mrs. Pringle?
You just said you saw Joe buy it for his wife.
Well, is Joe Pringle the only Joe in town? I was talking about Joe Robertson.
But, Papa, maybe Mrs. Pringle will think her husband bought it for some other woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
Come in, Eddie. Come in.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Pringle. Boy, are you going to get excited when you find out what I have?
Really? What?
Well, you remember what Sheriff Pringle gave you for Christmas?
Yes, a cookbook. And I've been cooking for 20 years.
I mean the present that was stolen.
Stolen?
I'm talking about this diamond locket, Mrs. Pringle. I wouldn't have known it was yours. Only Mr. Monahan said he saw your husband buy it.
Is that...
Oh. Uh-huh. He heard your husband say it was for the sweetest little woman in the whole world.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
Let me see that locket, Eddie.
Oh, I should have known it was yours by the inscription on it. See, it says, All My Love, Joe. Gee, I never suspected he was so romantic.
I did. But I never had the proof before.
Well, you certainly have the proof now.
Yes, thanks to you, Eddie.
That's all right, Mrs. Pringle. You know, your husband is kind of mad at me, but I'm sure this will fix things up.
Oh, here he is now.
Hello, dear. I'm home.
Hello, Sheriff Pringle.
Martha, is Eddie really standing there, or have I cracked up?
Well, who is she?
Who?
Who is she?
Who's who? Martha, I tell you, I'm tired. You don't know where I've been all night. I've been chasing all over town.
Oh. And he sent it to my face. Look at this locket. Look at it.
Well, what about it?
What about it? I know you gave it to some woman. Who is she? Eddie saw you buy it. He heard you say it was for the sweetest little woman in the world.
He what?
Oh, Mrs. Pringle.
He heard you with his own eyes. He saw you with his own ears.
But, Mrs. Pringle, I said...
I tell you I don't know anything about it, and Eddie's a bare-faced liar.
Oh, no, Sheriff Pringle. I wasn't lying.
I said you're a liar. Martha, I'll kill him, so help me, I'll kill him.
But, Eddie, here, take your locket.
But, Martha...
Don't you Martha me. I'm taking the children and going home to Mother.
Martha.
Goodbye, Sheriff Pringle. I think I'd better go now. I told Connie and Mr. Monahan I'd be right back, and no, Sheriff Pringle. No, please don't, Sheriff Pringle, please don't.
Oh! Now you try to break up my home. Start talking.
Where did you get that locket?
I'm out of the suitcase.
What suitcase?
You are strangling me.
What suitcase?
The suitcase with all the things that were stolen.
the stolen goods. That's why you didn't identify Louis last night. You couldn't.
No, sir.
Because you're the one who's guilty. You deny it?
I can't.
You can't deny it?
I can't get my breath.
Martha, come back. I squeezed the confession out of Eddie Bracken.
Hey, Eddie, got you in the next cage? It's me, Louis DeLouse.
Well, they caught you again? Oh, gee, now maybe they'll let me go.
Am I burned up? All my life I've been a social problem, taking things where I find them, and I never get caught. Then I meet you. I see the light. I reform. I give back everything I had. And what happens? I get picked up as a vagrant. I was a joke.
Oh, no, Louie. You did the right thing.
I'm going back to being a social problem. But this time it'll be big time. Thanks, stick-ups and safe-cracking. My faith in human nature is utterly immoralized.
Well, you shouldn't talk that way, Louie. If you have faith in people, people will have faith in you. People are good and honest and...
Yeah? Nuts. When I get out of here, I'm going to stick up every bank I see.
But, Louie, you shouldn't say that.
From now on, banks is my specialty.
Oh, but...
Eddie Bracken?
Huh?
They got company.
Oh, Eddie. What have they done to you?
Oh, I'm all right, Barbara.
I'd have been here sooner, but I stopped to bake you this cake.
Oh. Oh, gee. Thank you very much, Barbara. See what I mean, Louie? People are good and honest.
And be careful when you bite into it. There's a saw in it.
A saw?
And I have a car waiting outside at midnight with the motor running for our getaway. We'll go somewhere and start a new life together.
But Barbara.
I'll stick by you, Eddie.
But Barbara, I'm innocent. It's all a mistake.
Oh, it is? Are you sure?
Listen, Tootsie, if he don't want that saw, I'll take it.
Barbara, this is Louis DeLouse.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Louse?
Louis was arrested as a vagrant.
I was never so humiliated.
Louis, what you should do is face the music. You prove that you're a good man, and the judge will take all that into consideration. And when you get out, I'll vouch for you. I'll help you get a job here in town.
Eddie Bracken?
Huh?
I got some news for you. You're being released.
Oh. Isn't Sheriff Pringle mad at me anymore?
I don't know. Connie Monahan brought the order. She's waiting for you.
Connie? For me?
Yep.
Oh, gee.
Oh, Eddie, I wanted to be the one who helped you get out.
Hey, how about leaving that cake with me, huh?
Hey, that's a mighty nice-looking cake. Can I have a piece?
Oh, no. I haven't time to cut it. I mean, it isn't mine. I mean, I'll have to take it home.
Stop now, Barbara. I'm on my way.
You know that man in the next cell?
Huh?
The one you said was a good man, and you'd help him find a job when he got out?
Well, I don't think he'll be out for quite a while.
He's out now. I got him out for you.
Well, that's very nice of you. Out? For me?
After all, he was only a vagrant, and all you have to do to get a vagrant out is to give him a job. So I told my Uncle Willie you said he was a good man, and you'd vouch for him, and so my Uncle Willie bailed him out and gave him a job as watchman. In the bank.
The bank, that's where I'm going. I have to pull some money out of my...
The bank!
The Eddie Bracken story was written by Robert Riley Crutcher and produced by Man Hollimer. Music composed and conducted by Lee Harleen. Mr. Monahan was played by Bill Demarest, Connie by Ann Rutherford, Barbara by Janet Waldo. Sheriff Pringle by Alan Bridge, Mrs. Pringle by Elvia Allman, Louis by Wally Mayer, the jailer by Will Wright. Your narrator, Jim Bannon.
The Eddie Bracken Story is brought to you each Sunday at this time by the makers of Fleischmann's Yeast and Fleischmann's Bluebonnet Margarine.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.